Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Mandaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Nidadav Gimel Amud Bet. About to take a look at the continuation of our discussion of Shammai and Hillel's disagreement in the first Mishnah and our discussion about that. And if you recall, we had the Braita where Hillel brought to Shammai's attention the halacha that he agreed about the basket or the box in which there was fruit used as assumed to be tahor, and in another corner of the box they found a sheretz after they took the fruit out, and they agreed that the fruit was now tamei. So we pick up from there. Itmar kupashim shabshuba tahorot b'zavit zuv nitzah sheretz b'zavit acheret. It sounds like the exact same case. Cheski amar tahorot rishonot tahorot, which is strange. Rabbi Yochanan Mar Torah Rishonot Tmeot, which sounds exactly like both Hillel and Shammai. Now, V'Hashem V'Hillel Modu B'Kupa De Torah Rishonot Tmeot. How could we have this disagreement? After all, Shammai and Hillel agree that they are Tmeot. So, we're going to give several answers, several resolutions by assigning the case in our case and the case that Hillel and Shammai agreed about, to different circumstances. So let's start with this. Kimoto Shama Hillel b'kupa sheish la shulayim. If we have a kupa which has a bottom to it, meaning that it's a basket with a bottom. Ki pligi chezki Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya are having a disagreement, and notably Chizkiya is the odd man out. B'kupa sheish la shulayim. It doesn't have a bottom. So in la shulayim, I tell Rabbi Yochanan, why would Rabbi Yochanan say that we assume the sheretz was in there? Probably came in just now. So in la shulayim yesh la oganim. The case is it has no bottom, but what it has is a rim on top. V'hatanya as follows. This supports it. If you take a pail of water and 10 times you use it to pour out from, let's say, a well or cistern, let's say you found, that 10th time you found a sheretz in there, only the last one is tamei. We assume the sheretz came in now. But he quoted Rabbi Yonah saying, that's only if the pail doesn't have a rim. If it has a rim, then we have to assume it's all tamei, meaning the sheretz was probably in there from the beginning, and every time you poured the water out, it got stuck in the rim, and then this last time you saw it. So therefore, that's why Rabbi Yochanan would say tamei here, because there's a rim. So when you took the perot out, the sheretz was in there, but it got stuck when you poured it out. So does Chizkiya not accept Rabbi Yonah's ruling? The answer is no. They're different. Maya sharki, parallel sharki. Maya, mayim, run out quickly. So therefore, he'll agree that the water could run out and leave the sherets behind and it would be stuck. But perot aren't like that, so if you got perot out, you would have found the sherets, and that's why he said that it is tahor. By inami, another difference is maya lo kapitalai. You're not paying much attention to the water, but para kapitalai, you are paying attention to the fruit. You would have seen the sherets. If you buy itema, there's a second answer to our problem. If it's a basket that hadn't been checked before, meaning recently, where do they disagree? If it had already been checked, that's why Chizkiya says tahor. Mar savar habadka, he says you checked it, so therefore it's tahor until now when you found the sherets, and by now the fruit is out. Umar savar emim siluk adonafal, and Rabbi Yochanan will say no, it could be that the sherets came in just after you finished the bedika before, much like we say, like Hillel's position is about the dam haisha. But wait a second, Hillel and Shammai's case that you're saying is ena beduka. They were using it, Hillel was using it, and Shammai was defending it, in comparison to the case of a woman. A woman does check on a regular basis. The answer is, Beduka means something that there's no reason to think it's going to come in. You checked and found it not in there, and it could be there for 15 years and no sherets would come in. A woman regularly has dam, so the fact that she checked a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, doesn't mean she doesn't have dam now. So she's more like ena beduka. If you buy it to him, a third answer. It's a basket that's not covered. That's where they agreed that it's tamei, because the sherets fell in. Where's the disagreement? One that's covered. If it's covered, then how do sherets ever get in there? That you use it by opening and closing, and one time when you open it, it fell in. But again, if Hillel and Shammai are disagreeing, as we just posited, with a kupasha inamachusa that's not covered, but they compare it to a woman, v'yishamachusahi. Woman is covered. Right? And the answer is clearly, kiven shchichi v'adam, k'shem mechusa damya. Mechusa means it's got a cover so the offending thing can't get in. But her offending thing is from the inside, and therefore, she really is like Eina Mechusa. V'ba'item, a fourth answer is kiven oshav rehila v'zavit kupa. Meaning the case is different. The case there was that you have a box, and in one corner of the box is fruit, and later on you find a dead sheretz in another corner of the box of the basket. Kipugi Chizki Rabbi Yochanan, but Chizki Rabbi Yochanan are disagreeing about a case, Bezavit Bayit, meaning you moved the basket from one corner to another, and when you moved it to the new corner after taking the fruit out, then you found a sheretz in it. V'hakupa Kamar, but they said Zavit Kupa. Haki Kamar, this is what they really said. Kupa Shinishtam Shuba B'tarot Bezavit Bayit Zeh. Zu, meaning, if you had tarot in it, in one corner of the room, and then they moved it to another corner of the room, and you found the sheretz in that other corner, Chizkiya Savar, why do you say it's tahor? We do not assume tuma, it's in one place, to have come from its original place. We don't presume it moving. Rabbi Yochanan says we do. Since when do we assume that? Vatanan, we have the following Mishnah in all of Nagam Echad Balayla. Let's say a guy was somewhere at night, and there were a bunch of people there. He touched somebody at night. He had no idea who it was. He didn't know if it was a person alive or dead. The next morning he woke up and found that the person he had touched now was dead. Rameir says he's Tahor. Why? Because we have to assume he's not in an OL, or the person is not Jewish, so there's no Tumat OL. The dead person is. Rameir Matahir. Why? Because he says, when I found the guy to be dead, I wasn't touching him, so I have to assume that when I touched him, he wasn't dead yet. Chum tamin, chum say different. Why? Shekola tmeot kishat mitziatan. Chum say, everything follows when you found it. When you found that he was tamei, he was dead, therefore you're tamei. Vetani Allah, and what do we learn about that? Kishan mitziatan uv mekom mitziatan. Not only is everything based on what its status is when you find it, but it also based on a status of where you find it. And therefore, we do not assume tumah to move from place to place. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say with this move thing that the tumah was in its previous place also? Maybe you'll say that we only assume it in the same location and not moving for purposes of declaring it to be vadai tameh and burning truma, avalidlot, but to put it in limbo and bury it because it's safek tuma, talina, and maybe we'll do that even when it moved. So mi talina, but that's not true either. Radnan machachin zet meliah chaluda ushvura. Let's say I have a needle, and the needle you knew was tameh, and now you find it sitting on top of truma, but it's broken or full of rust, no longer a needle. Tehora, everything's tahor. Why? Shkol tumor kshat mitziatan. Everything is based on when you found it. Now, when you found it, it was already not a kli. Why don't we say, originally we know it was a good needle? Why can't I assume that it just became rusty or broken just now, and therefore it was metame? Let's say you found a dead sheretz that was burned up, sitting on top of olives. Or a garment that had been tame was now tattered. On top of them, tahor. Why is called tahor? Kishat mitziatan. Because everything's based on when I found it. When I found it, it's no longer metame. So that it means totally tahor, not talui. Chitay mekshat mitziatan ben lekula ben lechumra. Maybe the issue of time, of when I found it, is lekula and lechumra, meaning I'll declare it either tame or tahor, like tame when I found the guy to be dead in the morning. Uv mekom mitziatan, as far as location goes, aval shalom mekom mitziatan, shat mitziatan is only if it stayed in the same place. But if it moved, misaf lo safir and michta talin, but maybe we only go lechumra there, and regard it as a safek in any case. I can't say that either. V'adnan kikar gabe adaf. So let's say you have a loaf of truma bread sitting on a shelf. Madaf tamei munachat tachtav. There's some sort of mishkav hazav, midras or something. It's on before, in front of it on the ground. And what happened is you came back in and found that the bread was gone and it was put somewhere else in the room. Alpishim nafla ifshar ella imke naga. Even though it's the circumstance that if it fell off the shelf, there's no way it could have missed that midras. Nonetheless, tohora shani omer adam tohor nichas l'shav n'tala. Because I could say, some tahor guy came in, took off the shelf, and put it over there. Unless you could say, I know for a fact nobody came in there. Good. Rabbi Elazar says That's so obvious. The only thing to teach it to you is if the shelf was slanting downwards, so that it was inevitable it would fall. So the answer is though, hatam kediktani taima. There I have a good reason, because it says shani omer adam tor nichnas l'sham. We're going to tell her, I have reason to think that somebody went in there and took it. So why don't I say the same thing about the sheretz, that a raven came and dropped it in? The answer is, Adam the b'chavana amrin, and a person operates with kavana. So therefore I could say he took the bread off. Ravens don't do things with such intent. So I mean, I can't assign the idea that it dropped the sheretz tafka in there. So that solves our problem. Now, there's a side issue, which is mechte haikikar safik tumer shel yachidu. After all, this loaf of bread that we're talking about in the last case is in reshut hayachid. It's in a house, and it's in a private area, and it's safik tumah. So b'chol safik tumer shel yachid sfikat tamei. We've already established any safik tumer reshut hayachid is tamei. So why is this bread tahor? Mishum navi davar shem bodat lishel, because just as we learned all of those rules from sota. About Safik Tuma, one of the things about Sota is Ishpa Dat Lishel. She's a human being who you could ask. You might not trust her answer, but you could ask. Therefore, if you have an object which is not askable, like a loaf of bread, then even Bishut Yachid Safik is Tahor. If you buy it, I have another answer, which is Hacha B'Tuma D'Rabbanan. That it's possible that the Midras, that thing lying in front of the shelf, was Tameh D'Rabbanan. And therefore, we take it lightly. Didn't call it midras or moshav or mishkav, but called it madaf, like aleni daf, like a fluttering leaf. So it's something very, very light, and then it might be 200 rabbanan. Okay, we'll pick it up here. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with an assessment of the chachamim's position, and then we'll look at the issue of isha shiyesh laveset. And if that's really a consensus, that Isha Shishtaveset, Dayashata. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.